handle awful. Rioli will kick it. That is delicious. And here is Swan, deep in the pocket. He's kicked the goal. Hodge at one end, Swan at the other.
Bartel with the most likely clean-up operation led by Scarlett and Mackie. Natanui again. He's an irresistible force, Natanui. Oh, what a goal. What a star he'll be.
Gets it from Mitchell. Perfect kick inside the ball at 50. Here comes Bunny. Wheels around. Gathers the football.
Good afternoon, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, football lovers alike. Welcome to another exciting edition of Team Talk for round 20. My name's Luke and I'm joined by Hugo and Jack. How are we, boys?
Good, thanks.
Yeah. Good, thanks, bro.
Are you excited for another big round of football?
Yeah.
Which of the games are you most excited about, Hugo, this weekend?
Carlton versus Brisbane Lions.
Yep. And Jack, which one do you think looks like the best game?
Essendon North.
Couldn't agree with you more on that one. Let's jump straight into the ins and outs. There's been some massive ins and outs this week. Let's find out what they are.
Okay, West Coast Eagles versus Geelong Cats. West Coast Eagles in, we have Andrew Embley, Darren Glass and Jacob Brennan. Out, we have Sam Bolter with a calf injury, Mitch Brown, Brad Shepherd with an ankle injury. For Geelong Cats in, we have Jonathan Simpkin, Cameron Cuthrie, Jordan Murdoch. Out, we have Josh Hunt, James Kelly with a groin, and Billy Smets with a calf injury.
Boys, tough task for the Cats going over to West Coast. They got flogged by Fremantle. Jack, can Geelong repeat what they did last week and beat West Coast tonight?
Yes.
Where do you think the game will be won?
Clearances, probably.
Clearances?
Yeah, both teams are really good at that.
Yep, Hughes, the ins for West Coast are really good with Embley and Glass. Do you think that's going to have a big input on the game?
Yeah.
Yeah? Who do you think's going to win, Hughes? West Coast, Geelong?
Honestly, I think Geelong.
By how much?
I don't know.
I reckon about 20 points.
20 points?
20 points.
Well, I'm going to pick the Eagles because I think the Eagles will bounce back after their loss in the derby. Let's jump into the next game, guys.
Yep, St Kilda, Melbourne. St Kilda in for the Saints. Bo Wilkes out, Dean Polo. In for Melbourne, Neville Jetta, Jordy McKenzie. Out, Kaya Morton with a shoulder injury. And Jordan Gisberts with just been sacked or dumped. The milestones for Jack Rhymes is 50 games. And
yep. Yeah. Okay. So St Kilda, Melbourne doesn't really look that exciting on paper. Do you think it'll be an exciting game?
No.
Me either.
No? Think it's pretty straightforward. The Saints will get the job done?
Yeah, I reckon about 30, 40 points.
Hughes, how much do you think the Saints will get it done by?
40 to 50 points, I reckon.
Okay. And were you guys as upset as I was to see Brad Green retiring this at the end of the season?
Yeah, he's a very good player. Yeah.
He's a favourite down at Radio Carrum, but I saw today in the paper that maybe GWS may be offering him a lifeline next year, so I'm crossing both my fingers and hoping that he does get a gig. Wouldn't it be good to see him at GWS, Hughes?
Yep.
You love Brad Green, don't you?
Yes.
Fantastic. Let's jump on to the next game, which is Adelaide versus Fremantle.
Okay. For Adelaide, we have David McKay and Kurt Tippett. Out, we have Jason Papilzia with a shoulder injury and Richard Tabling. Fremantle in, we have Alex Silvangi, Nicholas Subban. Out, we have Luke McFarlane with suspension and Dilip Robertson.
Yeah, late change for this game. I don't think Kurt Tippett's going to play. Does that have a big input on the result of this game, Jack?
Honestly, yeah, I think so. He's a strong forward who takes lots of good marks and very good goal kicker too. I think he hasn't kicked too much points this season.
He hasn't played the last three now. Can Fremantle win over at Amy Hughes?
Honestly, I think so. Fremantle.
So you're going to pick Fremantle to beat Adelaide this week?
Yep.
Even though it's in Adelaide?
Mm-hmm.
And who are you picking?
Adelaide.
Adelaide?
Yeah, I reckon Adelaide will get the job done.
They weren't that impressive against Essendon,
yeah,
were they?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But if they play like that, then I have a feeling that they won't get very far in finals. So, yeah.
Good call. Good call. Let's jump on to the next game. The Cellar Dwellers, Gold Coast versus GWS.
Yeah, for the Gold Coast Suns, N, Daniel Stanley, Stephen May, Jeremy Taylor, Jackson Allen, Aaron Hall and Kyle Horsley. Out, Zach Smith with an ankle injury, Carmichael Hunt with a shoulder, Luke Russell with a shoulder as well, Michael Riscatelli that he's done his knee, Sam Day foot injury, and Dion Prestia with a hamstring. And new for the Gold Coast is Jackson Allen. And GWS in, Sam Darley, Sean Edwards, Israel Folau, Tim Gold, Andrew Phillips, and Adam Tomlinson. Out for GWS, Callum Ward with a groin, Jonathan Patton, shoulder, Toby Green, groin, Taylor Adams, back, Sam Frost with a hip, and Dean Brogan. New for GWS is Tim Gold from the Oakley Chargers.
Okay, so Hughes, GWS versus Gold Coast. Who wins this game, Hugo?
Pardon?
Who wins this game?
Probably Gold Coast Suns.
Yep. Do you think it's going to be a high-scoring affair?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Prior to Patton going out, do you think GWS would have given themselves a chance in this one? Do you reckon they would have, like, if they had had Patton going into this, do you think they could have gotten the job done?
I still think they can get the job
done. You're picking GWS?
Yeah. still think they can get it done.
Which what are your reasons behind picking GWS?
Well, Zach Smith, their number one ruckman, Carmichael Hout, a huge kick, and Riscatelli, very good midfielder, is out. And compared, like, GWS have about, like, one good player going out, with the Gold Coast Suns getting three or four going out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fair enough. And Hughes, who do you think's going to win?
Gold Coast Suns.
Okay. Let's jump on to the next game, Carlton versus Brisbane.
Yeah. Carlton in, we have Andrew Walker, Mitch Robinson, Rhys O'Keefe, Matthew Watson. Out, we have Michael Jamieson with a hamstring, Aaron Joseph, Marcus Davies, Andrew Collins. For Brisbane Lions in, we have Matt Maguire, Clive Beans, Ryan Lester, and Rohan Bewick. Out, we have Josh Drummond with a scoreness, Patrick Kinesis, Elliot Yeo, and Jack Crisp.
Right, Carlton versus Brisbane at Etihad. Who wins and why, Jack?
Brisbane will win, I think, because...
Even at Etihad?
Yeah.
Who do you think's going to win, Hughes?
Brisbane Lions.
You think Brisbane will win?
Yeah.
Why do you think that, boys?
Well, Brisbane play well anywhere.
Okay.
And yeah, probably the same reason, and Colton hasn't been playing that good.
Yeah, but they've got Waite back now, they've got Simpson back. Is that going to help at all?
No, because Judd, I'd say number one player,
is
clearly the best clearance player and the best tackler.
Now, I tend to agree with you on that, but the one thing that I'm seeing here is the outs for Carlton. Once again, they've been struck down with injuries, Michael Jamieson going out, and the ins for Brisbane, Maguire, Beams, Lester and Bewick, all good ins. I think it could be an upset. I'm going to pick Brisbane as well, boys.
Yeah, all right.
Be a good game. Let's move on.
We've got a question from Dylan.
Yes, Dylan's jumped onto radiocarum.org and he's left a question for us. So if anyone else would like to do that, feast field three. What does the question say, Jack?
Do you think that if Carlton beat Brisbane, they will make the top eight? I see them finishing ninth. Go Blues.
Now, Jack, do you think Carlton can make the top eight?
No.
Hugo?
No.
No? And you're a Carlton supporter?
Yeah.
So you've conceded that the season's over?
Yeah.
All right. Will they finish ninth? I think they're in 10th or 11th at the moment, so...
No.
Yeah, I can't see them moving up. Thank you for the question, though, Dylan. little bit optimistic, but yeah, we don't think Carlton is going to get any better. Let's jump on to the next game, guys.
Yeah, Sydney Collingwood, big game. Is it the top two clash? Top four clash.
One versus three.
In for Sydney, Andreas Everett. And out, Jude Bolton. Milestones, Ben McLean with 100 games. In for Collingwood, Alan Didak. Out, Dane Swan with a club suspension. And Tyson Goldsup with an ankle, and Tom Young just coming out of the side.
Yep. Can Sydney break this snap of losses against Collingwood at Stadium Australia? I think it's at ANZ Stadium.
Yes.
They can?
Yeah.
Who are you picking in this game, Hughes?
Probably Collingwood.
And which area of the field do you think this game will be won? Where's Collingwood stronger? So you think Collingwood's got a stronger midfield than Sydney, even though Dane Swan's not playing?
Yeah.
Do you guys agree with Dane Swan being suspended for 2 weeks because he was out having a couple of drinks?
Yeah, but the club's made a rule, if the club makes a rule, you obey it, basically.
Yep.
Yeah, and they said, I think, if you touch a drop of it, you can get club suspension.
Now, do you reckon they would have done the same thing if this was preliminary final round?
No, honestly, no.
Hugo, do you reckon they would have done the same thing? No. So he'll come back for finals, be fresh. Yeah, I agree that if you've got a club rule, you just have to go with it. Let's jump on to the next game, Hawthorn versus Port Adelaide. I think this is the first time in the history of the AFL-VFL that we've got two skippers playing their 200th game in the same game.
Yeah.
So fantastic achievement to both those guys. They've both been wonderful servants of their football clubs. Who wins this game and why, Jack?
Hawthorn, because they're just playing better footy.
Okay. Hugo, why does Hawthorn win if you are picking Hawthorn?
Way better.
They are better. Do you think Port Adelaide's done the right thing by sacking Matthew Primus?
Yes.
Who do you think should coach them? We just did this the other day. Who did you say? Was it Rodney Eade?
Paul Roos.
Oh, you were on the Paul Roos bandwagon. And you picked Rodney Eade, didn't you, Jacka?
Yep.
If you were Gary Hocking, who's gone in to coach them for the rest of the season, what would you be looking for from your players for the rest of the season?
Just keep your heads up. Yep. Even if you don't make finals, then it's just... For them, it's about money, but for other leagues, it's just about fun.
Okay.
So they might as well just enjoy the rest of their season.
Okay. And what do you think Gary Hocking will be looking for from his players for the rest of the season from Port Adelaide?
Well, to play good and...
Do you reckon that they've got to prove themselves to the coach?
Yes.
Yeah.
All of them.
All right, I'm going to pick Hawthorn as well. Let's jump on to the next game, guys.
Yeah, Richmond Western Bulldogs at the MCG on Sunday. In for Richmond, Matt Dia, Tom Derricks and Brett O'Hanlon. In for the Bulldogs is Lindsay Gilbey, Ryan Hargrave, Andrew Hooper, Justin Sherman, Ling Jong and Fletcher Roberts. Out for the Doggies, Christian Howard with an adductor, Jason Trott with a hamstring, Thomas Liberatore, club suspension, and new Ling Jong from the Oakley Chargers and Fletcher Roberts from the Sandringham Dragons.
Good to see Fletcher Roberts getting a game. Good D, La Boy. I'm not even going to touch on the Liberatore thing because that's not, here, near or there. Tigers, Doggies, who wins and why, Hugo?
Richmond, because they've been playing better footy.
Yep. Which part of the field or of the game do you think they're a lot stronger than the Doggies?
Probably forward line and, forward line.
Yep. And Jack, who wins and why?
Richmond. I reckon Richmond because, their midfield is very good.
Okay. Now let's jump on to the last game of the round, arguably game of the round.
Essendon in, we have Dustin Fletcher, David Hill, Angus Monfries, Stuart Camry, Michael Hibbard and Brandon Lee. Out we have Jason Windelich with his hamstring, Tate Piers, Ben Howlett with the hamstring. New we have Brandon Lee, East Perth's Towns Jr. North Melbourne in, we have Aaron Edwards, Lee Adams, Levy Greenwood, Millstones, Samuel Wright, 50 games. Ben Cunnington with 50 games as well.
Some good ins there for the Bombers. Fletcher, Hill, Monfries, Cremieri. Some very good ins. Another two hamstring injuries I see for the Bombers. Do they really need to reconsider and look at their preseason and the way they're training?
Not really. I think it's mainly the way they play.
The way they play? So yeah, what do you think is the problem?
I think they're just too stressed sometimes.
Okay.
A bit too stressed, yeah.
Yeah. Who wins this game, Hughes?
I reckon Essendon.
Would it be a safe assumption to say whichever team out of these two loses won't play finals?
Yes.
You think this is season defining right now for these two clubs?
Yep.
Jack, would you agree?
No.
They're sitting 8th and 7th on the ladder on equal games.
Oh, yeah.
Fremantle sitting 9th on equal games with them.
Depends if Fremantle and St Kilda win.
Fremantle's got a cushy draw on the way home after this game. So yeah, we're assuming Fremantle will make it.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you're pretty confident that this will be do or die for these clubs?
Yep.
Fantastic. Let's jump back through the games and give out some tips, because I know there's some tipsters out there that listen into us just for your tips, because that's how they win their competitions. West Coast versus Geelong. One word answer, boys. Who wins?
West Coast. West Coast.
And I need a margin?
30 points.
20.
Okay. St Kilda versus Melbourne at the G on Saturday.
Saints.
Adelaide versus Fremantle at Amy on Saturday.
Adelaide.
Yeah, Adelaide.
Gold Coast versus GWS.
GWS.
Gold Coast.
Carlton versus Brisbane at Etihad on Saturday night.
Brisbane
Lions.
Sydney versus Collingwood at ANZ on Saturday night.
Sydney.
Collingwood.
Hawthorn versus Port Adelaide at Aurora on Sunday.
Hawks.
Richmond Doggies at the G on Sunday.
The Tigers.
Richmond.
And the game of the round, Essendon versus North Melbourne at Etihad.
North.
Essendon.
Now, Hugo, you've picked Essendon. Question for you. Would you pick Essendon if that game was at the G?
No.
So you think that if it was Essendon, North Melbourne at the G, you'd pick North?
Yep.
Okay. That wraps it up for us today, guys, on Team Talk. Have you enjoyed your time on the show this week?
Yeah, it was good fun.
Yep.
We'll see you guys in a couple of weeks. Thank you for listening into the show today. Remember to check out all the other great shows on RadioCarrum.org. Enjoy the Round 20 action and tune in on Tuesday for Footy Frenzy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Down the outer side for Delidio. Oh, what a mark, Revol. For a punt for the mark.
An outstanding mark.
Who's in there? Valentine. They're very sure. They've been at it all day. Umpire lets it go. They're not worried about it. There's a couple that have gone to the perimeter piping. McPhee's in there. To use your laser on Taylor. Shaw kept it alive. McVay gets to look at the goal. With a right foot for Fenner, he's kicked it. One of the goals of the year.
This summer was Carmichael Hunt. He's passed the point of no. Ladies and gentlemen, come on down, Carmichael Hunt. All around Australia. They'll get to see that one.
That was a monster, Hunter.
Have a look at his teammate. Every teammate has run to touch him.